I am the new Associate Director of Bands and Director of Athletic Bands here at the University of Missouri. I'm an alumna of the program, so I'm very happy to be back in Columbia, back in my home state, in this new position.
When you were here first time around as a student, you studied music?
I was a music education major here at the university. I marched for 4 years and marched in Mizzou. I was first a piccolo player in the band, then piccolo section leader, and then my final 2 years in marching Mizzou, I was drum major and then ultimately head drum major my last year of marching Mizzou.
Is your advisor still here? Are there still faculty here that you learned under?
Yes, absolutely. One of the members of the search committee, Dr. Wendy Sims, was one of my major professors here during my undergraduate career. And she is now my faculty mentor. And Dr. Gaines, who of course is now is the director of the School of Music, I had her for the required percussion methods course. So it was great to see some of my former professors.
So that's got to feel good. That's got to feel good to have attained to a level where the people with whom you've studied, you are now their peer because you have worked and you have attained those extra letters and that extra experience, and now you're back.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's great to, and I'm so honored to have been selected to serve in this role and to now be on faculty at the School of Music.
All right, so you have two titles. I'm looking at Amy Knopf's bio on the School of Music's website. You're Associate Director of Bands and Director of Athletic Bands. I want to unpack that a little bit. Mm-hmm. As the Associate Director of Bands, what do you do in that capacity?
In that capacity, I am the year-round conductor of Symphonic Band, which is the second ensemble in our university bands program. I will also teach courses in the School of Music music education curriculum. Specifically, I will in the fall, I will teach one of our advanced conducting courses. It's called Rehearsal Band Techniques, where I will be assisting our future music educators with not only their advanced conducting, but also how they're rehearsing the ensemble, which is obviously practice that they need to be better music educators for when it's their turn to be in charge of their own band programs. And also in the fall, I'll be teaching a graduate level section of marching band techniques. And in the spring semester, I will teach an undergraduate section of marching band techniques, all as students are preparing themselves for the job market.
The other title that Amy Knopf has is Director of Athletic Bands. That has something to do with our little marching band, Marching Mizzou, right?
Correct, yes. I'm the Director of Marching Mizzou.
That's a big piece of it.
It is a big piece of it.
So you talked earlier about the brand. What is the brand of Marching Mizzou?
Well, number one, we have a long-standing tradition of excellence and a long history here. In the fall season, 2017, this is going to be the 132nd edition of Marching Mizzou. And that is a long legacy to uphold. And we have to make sure we're carrying it forward and contributing to that long-standing tradition of excellence. To me, that is making sure that we have exciting performances to give every time we go out, that we're holding true to our traditions that are very special here to the University of Missouri, and that we're always representing not only ourselves, but the School of Music, which we're the most visible, we're the largest ensemble and the most visible ensemble in the School of Music. So I want to make sure we're representing the School of Music well and also the University of Missouri well every time we go out, whether it's a home game here, a community engagement, or if we're on the road at another SEC school, whatever performance venue, we're upholding that history.
And you're going to kick it off Sunday, August the 20th, Marching Mizzou with the concert on the quad. It's a tradition that dates back a few years. Tell me about what folks can expect who might saunter down to the Francis Quadrangle Sunday, August 20th at 7 p.m.
Absolutely. Please join us for this exciting concert. And really, it's an exciting preview to, again, this 132nd edition of Marching Mizzou. Like you said, it's 7 o'clock on the quad. Join us for a great evening of music. The presentation will be just under an hour. And what we'll do for that performance is not only give a performance of our pregame show, which will hold a lot of our traditional elements, our fight songs, the Missouri Waltz, Tiger Rag, Eye of the Tiger, Give a Cheer, but we'll also preview our first halftime show, which for the first game on September 2nd versus Missouri State, we're going to be doing the music of Bruno Mars. Specifically at that game, we're going to be doing one of his great hits called Treasure. The full show we'll do at Concert on the Quad. We're going to start off with 24 Karat Magic and then end with Uptown Funk. So some great music there from Bruno Mars. Aside from that halftime preview, we'll also be doing some of our stand-tuned favorites that everyone can expect to hear on game days, but also some new stand tunes as well, one of which we're going to tie in with the solar eclipse that's coming then on the next day on the 21st. We're going to do Sheryl Crow, which she obviously is an alumna of the University of Missouri and a great supporter of the University of Missouri. We're going to do her hit called Soak Up the Sun to kind of tie in with the solar eclipse. And that will be a tune that will continue to play throughout the rest of the season as a stands tune. A preview of what we have coming up for the fall season.